Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From Kansas City guitarist Jeff Shirley, we begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz with the song Boysenberry off his latest and newest 2018 CD, The Point of the Story. So Jeff performs 14 original compositions that mix guitar, jazz, and European jazz. His assemblage of cats on this album is stellar, and it features Roger Wilder on piano and Rhodes, Bob Bowman on the upright bass, Matt Leifer on the drums, and Ryan Thielman on the flugelhorn. Man, that is a power Kansas City lineup right there.
Oh, yeah.
Man alive. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked Jeff what the point of the story really was, and this was his answer.
The point of the story is contributing, you know, trying to contribute, trying to make things better. I think it's very important people enjoy their lives, and I think that's what we should all be kind of working towards. The point of the story, you know, I chose that title because, you know, sometimes storytellers, if they're trying to condense everything they're trying to say, at the end of their story, they'll say, you know, the point of the story is this. I thought that was kind of cool, you know, some different meanings associated with it and just stories in general.
So Jeff is originally from Liberty, Missouri, and he has been a key element of a thriving Kansas City jazz scene for quite some time now. There's always that Liberty, Missouri principle. I share it, and I know there's a lot of people out there. Somehow it just continues. It's like a little moon rotating around the earth.
Yeah. Well, that's also a small town.
Yeah, that's right. You just never get away from it.
That's right.
So Jeff remains quite busy these days in the Kansas City scene, and the future is always full of possibilities. And for him, it's just another way for him to have more stories. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that always celebrates the jazz guitar, Will Matthews to Matt Hopper and beyond, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you an hour of jazz that will assuredly make you believe in jazz again and again and again and again. Sticking with Kansas City, we shall. New CDs and quality music. This is veteran pianist Charles Williams, a great cat, joined by his trio. This is the 2018 tune Speak Low off the CD Flavors of Jazz.
And again.
And again.
Thank you. pianist Charles Williams of Kansas City, Missouri, and you're listening to the Neon Jazz Show with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was a band rounding out this rousing Kansas City beginning to Neon Jazz. That was the Waldo Jazz Collective with the 2016 tune Monday Nights at the Piano Room, and that song happens to be an anthem for what they do. This collective band brings popular standards, Latin standards, Dixieland, rock, funk, and originals into a very fun blend of entertainment. They play every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m., at the Piano Room located off 8410 Warnall in Kansas City. And these musicians always play in every sort of genre. They're great cats. You should get out and listen to them. They're good. From a legend on the vibes out of Louisville, Kentucky, this is Lionel Hampton with the tune Flying Home, circa 1957 off the LP At the Vibes, Bandleader Series, Volume 1, as this show keeps on flying away.
As you listen, you'll hear the, that's Lionel.
That's right.
It's kind of like Perez Prado's, background.
Right.
Lionel Hampton's was the growl.
Yep.
That was a man serving a good meal.
That's right. That's right. Eat up, kids.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pollack, Kansas City jazz drummer with the Waldo Collective, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz and rock drummer Aaron Comas with the title track off his 2018 CD called Sculptures. So he's best known as the founding member of the Grammy-nominated 10 million-plus album-selling band The Spin Doctors. You probably heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
And over the years, he has played or written or produced with over 200 albums that have been acclaimed and diverse with rosters of artists like Joan Osborne, Isaac Hayes, Mark Cohn, and so many others. Now, he was originally trained as a jazz drummer, but he got sidetracked by success. That must be pretty rough.
Boy, yeah. If I'm going to get sidetracked, success.
Success will work.
Success will work for
let's
me for a little
that.
While. Yeah, let's try that, getting sidetracked for a little bit. What do you say?
Let's try that for a decade and get back to our love. So once he had a chance to get back to the jazz, which was his first love, he really got into it. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Aaron opened up about the music, and this was one of his profound thoughts on it.
I mean, to make a decision to be a musician of any type is a
a courageous decision. It's a difficult life, you know, on any level, no matter how successful you are or not or whatever. Everybody has ups and downs. It's a difficult business, but we do it because we love it, you know, and we all are into this together. So I'm very encouraged by not only the level of talent that's out there, the type of music that's being made, and just people's attitude in general, I think, is better than ever, which is really, really great. It really hasn't always been that way, unfortunately.
So this latest album is just another testament to his power as a drummer and a jazz cat, keeping the tradition of releasing quality music on his proverbial radar. From Dutch jazz singer Gretje Caulfield, man, she is a great one. This is the tune Almost Like Being in Love off the 2015 CD called Young Girl Sunday Jazz. And this needs to be on the Neon Beat, I think.
You think so?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet, so let's give her a listen.
Absolutely. We're going to keep this jazzy youth movement going right here on Neon Jazz.
What a day this has been. What a mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for that whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Thank you.
That was jazz multi-instrumentalist who played the tenor sax, soprano sax, bass clarinet, and the flute. And he had some very deep Kansas City roots. That's Nathan Davis with the tune Scone Salado off his CD Best Of 1965 to 76, released back in 2009. Along with his work in the world of jazz, he worked with cats like Eric Dolphy, Kenny Clarke, Ray Charles, Slide Hampton, and Art Blakey. He was also a pioneer in jazz education, and he was a professor of music and director of jazz studies at the great University of Pittsburgh. He lived a grand life in jazz, and he recently left us on April 8th, 2018, at the age of 81. It was a great ride, and he deserves all of our collective thanks. From the chops of trumpeter and big band leader, this is Harry James leading his trumpet orchestra. This is an interesting one. From 1973, this is the tune by the Sleepy Lagoon as this hour of jazz continues on.
This is jazz pianist Dana Green, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was Southern California born and raised jazz pianist Danny Green with his trio with the tune Down and Out off the 2018 CD One Day It Will, and it always does. So this award-winning cat is always busy and expanding his reach in the jazz world. He's gone from Blue Note in New York City to the Blue Whale in Los Angeles. He started studying classical piano at the age of 5. That's prodigy realm right there. And got formal training at UC San Diego. His trio features the talents of upright and electric bassists and a drummer, and they are all very good as they gel together with some quality tunes. From Grammy award-winning pianist, double bassist, vocalist, arranger, and teacher, this is Konal Folks, and this is the tune This Can't Be Love off the 2016 soundtrack to Cafe Society. As we get closer towards the curtain call around here on the program.
Kansas City jazz guitarist Jeff Shirley. You're listening to Joe Domino with Neon Jazz. Mm-hmm.
That was The Cat with a very distinct British vibe, and he was all over the jazz world. British-born jazz pianist, composer, and producer. Even most importantly, he was a jazz journalist, Leonard Feather. Joined by his all-stars with the 1943 tune, Boff Boff Mop Mop. As we get ready to head towards the end here, our final waltz into the jazz is from swing jazz bandleader and trumpeter, I dig this cat, Les Elgard, with the 1982 tune Hooked on Swing. That's the only way he knew how to do it. As the pure vinyl crackle will begin shortly. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man that always brims with that warm vinyl sound, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I never thought of my contralto as being warm vinyl, but I'll take it.
There you go.
As long as I don't skip. As long as I don't skip.
Hold on, Skip. Hold on there, Skip.
Okay, pick up the needle.
That's right. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat that bag.
All right. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.